I was going to say a few words just to sort of set things up, if that's okay, and then I'm going to hand over to Jonathan from DEFRA, who's going to say a little bit more. It's good to see so many people from LAFS here today, because I think you're very central to so much of what we're trying to do at Natural England. You know, we are obviously primarily, you know, a conservation agency, but the access is so fundamental to what we do, because everything that we do is so that people can enjoy and experience the natural environment. And in the current climate, you know, the work that you do really helps us sort of bring that to life. When I started at Natural England, or the Countryside Agency, 10 years ago, I worked on the open access program, and then on discovering lost ways, and then on coastal access. So I'm familiar with a lot of the issues, I think, that you're dealing with. I hope today that we can share our experiences, we can share our successes of how we've managed to make things happen in, you know, in what is, if we're very honest, not the easiest climate at the moment with budget pressures. And I hope, you know, share some of the frustrations that we all have in day-to-day work at the moment, and I hope this provides a useful forum to sort of exchange ideas and to share some of those experiences. You know, as I say, when I started on open access 10 years ago, it became quickly apparent to me how complex and how difficult anything to do with access and rights of way is. You're dealing with a hugely passionate area of work. People have extremely strongly held views. You have some people who want to see no one on their land. You have some people who would like to see everyone on their land. And then you have a huge swathe of opinion in the middle. You know, and balancing against that, we're fighting for budgets. We're fighting for support, and we're fighting for people's commitment. And I think you know, it was probably one of the most eye-opening experiences I ever had coming into that team when I started, and that hasn't really gone away. In our work at in the local team, we're responsible primarily for our local delivery, so delivery of our schemes, delivery of our planning advice, delivery of our licensing advice, and delivery of the new coast path along the Somerset coast is sort of my responsibility with the team. I think in everything that we do, we're very mindful that we need to continue to create opportunities for people to experience, you know, some of the wonderful things we've got here in the west of England. And I'm very keen that our team, sort of whenever we can, we move that discussion and that debate around access onto a positive setting, because I think while funding you know, is difficult, my sense is, from the discussions I've had with some local authorities and with some of our partners, and even, you know, with people in the landowning sector, is actually there is a growing recognition of the huge value that opening up the countryside and our green spaces brings to people. You know, you know these things much better than I do, but the value to their health, the value to their mental well-being, the way it makes people feel happier, the way it makes people feel proud of where they live. And I do sense that there is a growing acceptance of that agenda at the moment. So I try and remind us whenever we come out of sort of difficult discussions and difficult meetings that, you know, we are making headway and we are making progress. And then when I go out, and occasionally they do let me out of the office, when I go out with some of our team to see some of the places around this patch, you know, it's heartening to see the access infrastructure that we've got in this country. It could always be better, we could always do more, but I was up at Fifield Down last week. The Wiltshire team took me out to see the sarsen stones, the train of sarsen stones as they run down through the valley at Fifield. And it was sort of a beautiful winter's morning, and it just reminds you of the staggering natural capital that we've got in this part of the world. And it was a real reminder to me as to why we do a lot of what we do, why we bother putting HLS in certain places, why we have agreements with farmers. And as we go about our planning locally and the 12 priority places we have around here, places that will be familiar to you along the estuary, along the coast, you know, up on the Mendips and the Quantocks and the Black Downs. And then in and around the new developments in the west and in the cities, and then down onto the levels and up on onto the Wiltshire Plains and along the Ridgeway, that we, you know, we've got a huge richness of access infrastructure here. And you know, our challenge has been to think how we make more of that and how we join up the agendas that there are at the moment, you know, with the pressure for food, with the pressure for energy, with the pressure for housing. And that's a very real and live debate for us at the moment. So I'm looking forward to some of the discussions today. I hope, you know, we can begin to explore some of those issues, and I hope that you know, we can share experiences of where we have been successful in building some pressure, in gaining some commitment, in finding some funding, and finding some support for the important access work that I think we all want to do. I won't say any more. I'm going to hand over to Jonathan, who's going to talk to us from DEFRA for 20 or so minutes, and then we'll move into the workshop sessions this morning. So thank you very much.